Yeah, Mr. Chidi, welcome to Niger Nation Space. We are glad to have you today on our official special interview with you. We are so happy, we are so honored to have you in our midst and also on our space. And we cannot wait to, you know, talk more about your journey, what's ahead, and also, you know, talk to our people and, yeah, catch up, you know?
Yeah, no, of course. Well, I mean, for starters, you know, I'm a huge fan, huge supporter, lifelong since the jump of Niger Nation. So again, shout out to you guys and just thank you guys all in all for the, you know, the platform that you give all Nigerians worldwide. And yeah, I'm excited. Anything you guys want to know, I'm just excited to chat and just, you know, really just dive on in into anything. So excited to be here, man. Shout out to you guys.
Thank you very much for the appreciation and also accolade. We are grateful. I will continue to do more for the Nigeria community, both home and abroad. And that is why we are Niger Nation. It's for us to uplift our people, to shine the light on them, and also to encourage them to do more. And we are here,
Of course,
so, I wanted more people to join before we start the interview properly, because I don't want anybody to miss anything, right?
Nothing. So, every single word, every word is valuable, though. Every word is valuable in life, you know, not just for me, obviously, but yeah, it's valuable in general.
Yeah, we'll wait a little for like extra 1 minute, and those that did not join can catch up on our Spotify podcast on Niger Nation. Also, they can replay the whole interview on our Twitter timeline. So, yeah, let's start the interview. Mr. Chidi Ndogu.
Stand by in the bathroom. What?
Mr. Chidi Ndogu, the newly crowned Mr. Nigeria Universe. Please, a round of applause for our special guest, please. A round of applause. A round of applause. Guys, I want to see that clap.
Clap. Thank you, man. Thank you. The audio, you got the soundboard. The soundboard's awesome, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys, man. Thank you, guys. Amen, amen. I'm honored. I'm honored. Oh, I'm honored, man. It was a journey, but yeah. So
family, Mr. Chidi, my first question is this. How did all this whole journey to be into the pageant world started? You know, if you can tell it. I said, like, the whole journey, how did this get started? Like, how did you start this whole journey of the for you to get into pageant and also participate in Mr. of Nigeria?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, that's a great question. Thanks a lot for that. So, and again, part of this interview opportunity is I want to be absolutely 100% honest. So pageantry, again, this is my first time doing anything pageantry related. I've never been a pageant boy my entire life. I have done modeling, though. That's one thing that I've always been pretty consistent with. I've always liked to take photos. I've always liked to do that. But, you know, I grew up playing basketball. I grew up in athletics. But just as of last year, you know, I did a lot of, you know, just scrolling on Instagram and just, I just looked, and pageantry is just something that my algorithm kind of picked up because I was really interested in it, right? I was looking at it. I was looking at previous winners, both women and men. You know, obviously we placed high in Miss Universe runner up last year, and, you know, we won Mr. International. So Nigeria was really just trending in the pageant world. And I saw it and I was like, man, like, this is really awesome. So I just dove into it. I was like, you know what? I want to do this. This is awesome. Why not me, right? I mean, why not me? I think personally, if there's anything that you ever want to do in life, you know, you might as well just do it. And, you know, I just came across the Misses of Nigeria organization and I saw it because they managed Samuel, our last Mr. International, or the current Mr. International winner. They managed him and they led him through it. So I just kind of backpedaled and saw what he did. And I was just like, wow, you know, there have been so many successful kings that have came from not only that organization, but just in general, kings and queens coming from Nigeria. So to answer your question again, that is what made me get into pageantry. And yeah, I'm here now. I didn't think I'd ever be here, but it's a great place to be, man. It's really exciting. It's very fulfilling.
Wow, that is amazing, you know, being inspired by those before us and through the hard work they have put in to get you to that position, to take the Nigeria flag higher, and that really inspired you to, like, get into this. For our understanding, you're based in the U.S., okay?
Yes.
Coming down to Nigeria to participate in this pageantry event, how did it like come about? Because it's not easy for you to move from the state down to Nigeria that you want to participate in a pardon this thing. Like, you know, how did you like start the whole process? You know, what and what did you have to go through for you to get to where you are right now?
Yeah, for sure. So, all in all, Nigeria, I've been to Nigeria about 8-9 times before this time I just went for the pageant finale. So I go to Nigeria pretty often, but it's been a while since I've gone. Besides, this year I went in March just to, you know, really go and visit family and just go back. It's been so long. And then I just got back. I went in the beginning of May for the camp and for the finale. All in all, I live in Los Angeles, California. It's where I was born and raised. But again, irregardless of where you're born and raised, I mean, Nigeria, for me, it just burns through me. It's always burned through me. I've always just been so passionate and just so happy to be Nigerian. I mean, even when people were making fun of my name when I was in elementary school and trying to pronounce it wrong, what did I do? I always checked them. I always said, no, don't pronounce my name like that. Say like this. You know, you can pronounce any long name that you want, any long name that comes from any nationality. It's not just going to be a Nigerian name that you butcher and you try to make fun of. So I've just always been a really proud Nigerian. All in all, as far as the travel, it's tough. It's like, I'm going to be straight up. I told you I'm going to be honest. It's tough. It's really hard. It's an 18-hour flight. You have to take at least 2 planes from Los Angeles. So, yeah, it's an 18-hour flight. But, man, it's 8-hour time difference. Nigeria's on Western African time, and I'm on Pacific Standard Time. So the travel is not that easy. But, again, I'm a traveler. I travel a lot. I've flown a lot on, like, over 100 different planes total in my life. So, yeah, God's granted me with safe travel mercies. Thank goodness every single plane ride. And I'm going to just continue to be gracious with that. But, yeah, so the travel's been tough. But all in all, coming back to Nigeria is something I'll do in a heartbeat. I pray to go back again, maybe next year, this year. And, yeah, Nigeria's just amazing, obviously. And, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chidi. No, we know that getting to an event that you don't know much about and this is your first time, there's a lot of practice, a lot of hard work that have to go into it, like, you know, from the physical appearance to the mental side of it, and also you trying to, like, you know, the entire work, okay? So tell us, how do you, like, start the whole process from beginning to get to where you are, that you're able to make it to the top 5 and you're able to win to represent Nigeria at the international level? What was the motivation for you?
Yeah, for sure.
Win? Like, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So all in all, there's a multitude of things. It's from working on the cat, and this is just everyday work that me and my team did. So I think first and foremost, it starts with having a team. It starts with having a support system. It starts with having people that are going to back you and continue to support you and motivate you. But there are different pillars, right? So every day we're working on catwalking, we're working on posing, we're working on photo shoots, we're working on working out, improving the body, improving the mental, improving the speech, and the public speaking. It's a multitude of things that go into pageantry. It's not just, you know, whatever people think it is, looking cute or looking sexy, whatever. No, it's so layered. So yeah, I'll say for me, one thing that really stood out to me whenever I would start working was the public speaking. So my background just in general, I was in athletics. So I've done a lot of different interviews. And, you know, I dabble in business here and there and politics as well. But pageantry speaking is much different. So it's a very, very emotional, you know, very emotional event. Just people pour their emotions into it as they should. And, you know, when you're speaking to somebody on that stage, it's a lot different than, okay, hey, I'm trying to sell you a business. Okay, hey, I'm trying to sell you this product. I want you to vote for this. No, it's different, you know? So you really need to be genuine. And I think if you just genuinely speak, I think that's the best way to do it. So, yeah. But pageantry overall, a lot of facets, as I just mentioned. So
yeah. Okay, yes, that's very nice, okay? What have been the most difficult or the most challenging aspect of the whole pageantry stuff, you know, that you find out like almost more to like, I need to give up or nah, this thing's too hard?
Well, all in all, me personally as a person, I'm a go-getter. So if I say I'm gonna do something, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to keep on knocking on that door and just sawing that wood every single day until I do it. But if I had to choose, like if I had to say what would be the most difficult aspect of pageantry, I would say it's been really balancing like kind of vulnerability with performance. I mean, you're kind of expected to be polished and presentable at all times, but you know, at the same time, you do need to let people know who you truthfully are. Like me, I'm unapologetically myself. I'm loud. I'm proud. I'm a loud, proud Nigerian. I'm loud and proud in general. I'm energetic. That's just who I am, you know? And again, before I started pageantry, a lot of people told me, they were like, oh, you know, you're going to have to calm down. You're going to have to do a lot of this, a lot of that. And you know, there's time and place for everything, but I just personally think people need to see who you really are. People need to see you for the real you, you know, see your real story, see your heart, see your drive. And that balance isn't always easy, but you know, I've learned that authenticity is just as powerful as presentation. So yeah.
Wow, that is great. So the finale took place in Lagos between on the 11th to 18th, right? And throughout that whole process, from our finding, you were camped with other contestants of the event. How did you handle the whole different personalities, you know, different competitors? In the event, because it's not easy to be in a room with people you don't know from anywhere, and you all are going for the same thing.
Right.
So how did you navigate everything, both the positive and the negative aspect of it?
You know, I'm glad you said that, because I feel like being camped with so many different personalities was actually one of the most rewarding parts of the experience. I mean, I met so many people, individuals that I'm honestly gonna call my lifelong family, and like we've gotten so close. I've been talking to them, seeing them, competing with them over the last 7-8 months, and just to really see them and meet them in person again. I know there's still a huge competition to go and a huge competition to get through and to win ultimately, but it was great. It was great meeting everybody, and you know, I approached it with a lot of respect and humility, just in general, understanding that we all came from different backgrounds, but we're all there for the same goal, right? We're all there to be crowned a king at the end of the day, right? This is what we've been working on tirelessly for 7 months. So I think to answer that, I just stayed grounded, you know, focused on my purpose and just kept an open mind. You know, you learn a lot about others during that camp, and you really, really, really learn a lot about yourself.
Well, that is interesting. That is very good to know. You know, we have issue when it comes to like organizing events in Nigeria. And a lot of issues have to be from this organization to like management issue and everything. And being in a pageantry world, we know how different complaints have come out from different individuals, organizations of how disorganized those events are. What can you tell us about this particular pageantry show you participated in, which is Mr. of Nigeria? How was the organization and everything?
So sorry.
What was the whole organization, the planning, the preparation, and then how the entire event? Like, how did you see it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, for sure. It was amazing, dude. It was one of the best events and I'm not even being biased, okay? Because I was in the event. It was one of the best events that I've been to. It was so well coordinated, top to bottom, from the start to the red carpet to the production to the rehearsal to the dance, to the performance, the swimsuit, to traditional costume, to the finale, to the evening wear, to the confetti at the end. Do you want me to go on? I can keep going. So, all in all, I can honestly say my experience with the Mistress of Nigeria organization was just so different. It was just so different than the usual norm of bad rap that some events get in Nigeria. From start to finish, it was well-structured, really clear communication, and everything really ran smoothly, even under pressure. That's the emphasis, is under pressure. Even when we're backstage and there's 1,000 people out there watching, thousands of people watching us online, still ran smoothly. So again, huge credit, huge kudos to Mr. Emmanuel Sumto for, you know, setting a standard of excellence. It really showed me that when done right, pageantry in Nigeria can be just as, like, just as impactful and just as, if you want to call it, professional and well put together as anywhere else in the world. So yeah.
So let's talk about your looks, okay? Because you had a lot of beautiful outfits, you know, you were representing Abuja, so you're Mr. Abuja. You know, we see you with the native Arewa wears, and also we'll see you with your costume during the show. So can you run us through the entire outfit? How did you come about with the outfit and the inspiration behind it, especially the costume?
Yeah, for sure. So I think that was one of this pageant really opened my eyes to just so much about fashion and just so much about, again, I always loved fashion. I love dressing up. I love clothes. I love looking good. You know what I mean? And I think clothes besides your face are, you know, one way for you to look good. But yeah, fashion's a big part of, you know, how I wanted to represent Abuja. Really, every single outfit was intentional. And I give a huge shout out to my team and, of course, directly to my stylist, Prince Glam. He's amazing. Definitely got to give him his flowers every time I can. But for my costume, you know, I wanted to blend really, like, you know, Abuja being the capital, just the deep cultural roots of Abuja, also kind of that royalty, you know. So, yeah, I was the horse on the coat of arms, and if anybody hasn't seen it, I think Niger Nation tweeted it, but I was really a horse, half man, half horse, and I think it's kind of funny because I'm actually a Sagittarius. I was born in December, so yeah, half Sagittarius is half man, half horse, and yeah, it was that was the point. Is I just wanted to give something very regal, powerful, and just unapologetically Nigerian, you know. So huge shout out to the team. Huge, huge, huge shout out to my stylist, Prince Glam. He absolutely bodied that. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello? Oh, Niger Nation, I think you're muted.
Sorry, I was saying that you guys can see the costume, right? It's on our job button for you to see the half woman, half us costume, and also with the coat of arms. So now, you know, people don't know how much it costs to be in a pageant world, okay? We know it's very expensive, you know. Some people don't know if it's expensive, it's not expensive. So run us through it. How expensive it is to be in the pageant world, like how much? Like, how much you need for you to participate, for you to able to, like, get to the top?
So, that's a great question. One thing I will say is pageants are a very expensive sport. And that's coming from, you know, the travel to the preparation. So, again, as you just mentioned, the outfits to the costumes. Honestly, a lot of people don't realize how expensive pageants can be. Travel, grooming, photo shoots, training, just even the campaign efforts, like it really adds up quickly. So but overall it's an investment, not just financially, but mentally and emotionally as well. So overall, I want to take this moment to give a huge shout out to anybody who's helped, who's sponsored me. I had really some amazing sponsors and just a solid support system that really believed in my mission, even though it's my first time going around in this. But yeah, it's definitely not as glamorous behind the scenes as it looks on stage. It's a heavy hit on your pocket, but it's all worth it in the end.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, we are glad to know that, you know, it's not easy, it's not cheap, but every great thing comes with a cost, okay? Now, you are representing Nigeria at the highest level. That's at the Mr. International in the US coming up in October. Okay, this is a bigger stage with bigger spotlight with a lot of demand. And now you are not just carrying the burden of you personally, you are representing over 200 million plus Nigeria, which are highly demanded. They want to see you work well. They want to see you progress. They want to see you represent them well, you know. So how are you handling the whole pressure, and what is the plan, like the preparation plan going to the Mr. Universe?
Yeah, Nigeria, representing Nigeria, for one, I want to start off by saying this is a dream come true. And what you said is absolutely right. It's true. This is way bigger than me now. I'm not just repping myself. I'm representing over 200 million Nigerians, including the diaspora. That's one thing I really want to emphasize, is not just people that are in Nigeria. There's people that Nigerians that are in Greece, Nigerians that are in America, Canada, the UK. So I'm representing them as well, and it's an absolute honor. So one thing that I'm very confident in is our preparation. So we prepare this pageant like we were in the international stage, just because we want to fixate our mind. We wanted to fixate our mind, me and my team, that once we divulge in this, there's not only no turning back, but we're giving it 1,001%. That does come with pressure, yes, but it also comes with purpose. Overall, I remind myself daily that I was chosen for a reason. I don't think that this is by accident. I lean on my faith, you know, my discipline, as I said, my team. I've mentioned my team several times, and the community that just helped me get here, because this is not something that I have done just by myself miraculously. It takes a team. It takes a village. And the pressure only fuels the preparation, in my opinion. I don't think there's any pressure in anything, no matter how many people you're representing. Just overall, I'm going to go out there. My goal is to just show the world really just the pride, the strength, and just the beauty of Nigeria. And no matter what I do, no matter what task it is, and just every step I take on stage, I want to represent Nigeria and how beautiful our country is.
That is wonderful. That is well spoken. You know, well done, Mr. Nigeria Universe. You know, during the event, okay, we used to say there's nobody's perfect. There's still more to be worked on. There's still more to be corrected, you know. At the overall, there was an overall winner, which was Somto, you know. Is there anything you want to, like, pick from his old type of style that make him the eventual winner of the show? And also, what are the things you feel like, you know what, I need to work on so that I will get to a higher position, or for me to win this event and represent Nigeria in a better light?
Right. Yeah, there's a huge room for improvement. And that's one thing that I'm the most grateful for. I personally don't think, and anybody who says that they're perfect, I don't think that's a flex. I think that actually caps you. So I never want to be capped. I always want to have room to grow. and again, no one's perfect. That's the beauty. There's beauty in growth. I mean, Somto, for example, he deserved this win. I mean, just how he stepped on stage since when I met him at camp, even before I met him, he deserved it. Just, he commanded the stage, and it's inspiring to watch. Even what he's doing now with his own personal brand and just building the Mistress of Nigeria, helping them build, him repping the Mistress of Nigeria organization. Just one thing I admire about him is honestly how he connected with people. Like, you know, he's a very, very calm guy. Again, I've said several times, I'm a loud guy. So we're kind of opposite in that sense, but just overall his presence, his demeanor is really cool. You know, that's something that I definitely want to study and elevate in myself. So, me personally, on a personal note, I know there's always room for improvement. I think I can improve my delivery, and just my delivery when it comes to speech, can always improve on that. It's one thing I want to really, really continue to work on tirelessly, and it's exciting. I love working on that. Obviously the walk or the talk, those are all things that need to be worked on. Again, this is my first go around. Some people have been doing pageants since they've been young boys, since they've been 6 years old, so I'm a little bit behind in that note, but again, that's never been overcame by hard work. So just, you know, committed to working on that, sharpening every area. And yeah, when I step into the Mr. Universe world, and as I call it, hashtag road to the universe, when I really step into that, I'm going to just step in with even more confidence and even more purpose than I did the Mistress of Nigeria camp. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was so nice. Okay.
Thank you.
So we've seen the high and low of the event, you see everything, the emotions, the money and everything, okay? What have been your greatest lesson throughout the whole event, and what is your take home from it all?
There's just so many, like how do I choose one? I think the biggest lesson for me has been that I would say purpose. Oh, that's a great question, by the way. So I just want to dial back and say that's a great question. I think for me, it's been that purpose your purpose will always find its way. There were so many ups and downs, you know, really moments of pressure, emotion, never any doubt though. I never doubted myself, but just pressure and emotion, just highs and lows. But again, this journey just reminded me that, you know, when you stay true to who you are and just committed fully, you know, the results are going to show hopefully for what you want. When I was on stage, I was asked a question for my Q&A section, and I give the quote, and my quote is, "Day by day, the bird will build its nest." So what that means is every single day you're going to wake up and you're going to try something. You're going to try, you're going to stand up, you may fall, you may not even try it some days, you know, just as a bird tries to build its nest every day. A bird will grab one piece of wood one day, half a piece of wood another day. Some days the bird will grab wood and it'll drop. The bird will drop the wood on the way back to the nest, and that's it for the day. So I've learned that representation is deeper than just the crown. It's just about consistency, impact, and just really showing up even when you feel like you can't show up. You just got to persevere and be yourself. So I'd say that's a lesson that I'm taking with me moving forward onto the international stage to represent Nigeria.
Wow. That is a great life advice and quote, because everybody here needs to take that, okay? In life, we start things like one step at a time, you know, from childbirth to crawling to sitting before you know you start walking, okay? And your quote and your speech gave us hope and motivation for us to keep going. And no matter what, we must never give up. So, you know,
never.
Yeah, that is good. What is your, theme of the, of your, let me just say, what is the theme going forward for the Mr. of Nigeria Universe? Because, you know, there have to be change of costume, this thing. Do you have any plan for that, or is it just still work in progress?
Yeah, it's just a huge work in progress. I mean, overall, Mr. Universe is an amazing pageant, an amazing franchise. So there's a lot of research that I'm doing daily, just learning more about the pageant. I've watched the last year's first show about 5 times at this point. So again, just extensive research. So we don't have a specific theme right now. We're just still doing research and still building that as a team. So there's nothing specific right now.
Okay, that is good.
But all I know is that whatever our theme is, or whatever that we do end up choosing, it's gonna be good. So I can't wait to show you guys, man. Please stay tuned, follow and support, please. We need you guys. It's really not possible without you guys. So yeah,
we're so proud of you. Okay, and we cannot wait to keep watching and see you elevate to the top. So, you know, during your stay in Nigeria, you know, during the event, you know, after the event, you step out, you know, see the whole beautiful city of Lagos. You know, what was your your overall experience of Lagos? I say, oh, you know, that was your first time in Lagos, if I'm not wrong. And the people, the food, the culture, and everything, like, how did it blend with your own style as an individual?
for sure. Lagos is me. Lagos is really me. That's not where I'm from, but Lagos is me. Lagos is electric. The energy, the people, the food, it's really like, I think I love it because I really loved my experience in Lagos because I'm from Los Angeles, and Los Angeles is really like that. The city really never sleeps, and I loved every second of it. It can be intense. Lagos can be intense. Again, I'm sure some people here in the space, maybe y'all live in Lagos, and, you know, y'all can tell me a little bit more about the drivers, but yeah, it can be intense, but that's part of the charm, honestly. There's just a certain type of energy and hustle and pride in the air in Lagos. You know, people are like, I'm a Lagosian, I'm from Lagos. And it's contagious. You know, like when I was there, I was like, yeah, I'm in Lagos. Like, I'm here. I'm finally here, you know? So that was cool, man. And just from exploring the markets to connecting with different creatives and different Nigerians and just meeting everybody, Lagos gave me a deeper appreciation overall for like that heartbeat of Nigeria, like that, like just that pride of like, okay, this is Niger, you understand? So it's great, man. It's full of life. It's fast. It's bold. And just like the people. So Lagos was absolutely amazing. It was great. Yeah. Can't wait to go back.
That is good. One of our guests said, can you speak Igbo a little? One of our guests here said, can you speak Igbo a little?
Of course, yeah, I can speak Igbo like very, very, very fluently. I'll let you guys judge, but yeah, Inasibo, Inanibo. Well, it may not be with accent, but Inemikema. Yeah, so, yeah.
Okay, that is nice. So, yeah.
Shout out to my parents. I would say Igbo is like my first language, but yeah, it's pretty much my first language because we learned it first, me and my siblings. Our parents only spoke Igbo to us. So, you know, obviously English was my first language as well, but, you know, I speak Igbo at home every single day with my parents, grandparents, and siblings. So, yeah.
That is nice. So if you can speak Igbo, which means you can speak Nigerian English, right?
What, like pidgin?
Yeah.
Of course now, of course.
Yeah, talk something.
Come on, make a no vex, man. You putting me on the spot, though. Please. Please, no vex me, though.
I beg now, you go run giveaway for us.
Wait, why are you guys laughing? I'm seeing a bunch of laughing faces now. Ah, Jesus. No Allah, man. That one consign you, man.
You know your broke carry for net inside. That is why they love you.
I'm trying, man. I did try now.
They are just speaking like your pidgin English. It's so nice, you know.
Don't whine. They whine me. Eh? You didn't whine me, man. Come on.
He said they whine me.
You didn't whine? Come on.
Oh my God, Mr. Chidi, it's been nice having you here. Okay, we'll keep watching. We'll keep praying and supporting you. You know, we'll keep posting about your journey, and then hopefully you give us an exclusive for us to cover your entire journey throughout the Mr. Universe in US, and also for our audience to be carried along too. You know, really appreciate the fact that you took your time. You know, you are very busy to step into the Niger Nation space and talk to us. And also, you know, for a fact, right? If you want to like give somebody in the diaspora like an encouragement to participate in Nigeria, even if not for pageantry, even if for show like Big Brother or Nigeria Idol or The Voice Nigeria or anything, what would be your first advice to them?
Honestly, I would say, we're all Nigerian. That's one thing I need people to just clock and lock in. Like, if your parents are Nigerian, you're Niger, point blank period. I don't want to hear you're this, you're that, with a bit of this. If your parents are Nigerian, you're Nigerian. So I think my advice to the diaspora is simple. Come home with intention, not just with the intention to just party and drink for Detty December. Like, no, come home with intention, you know, whether it's to invest, collaborate, explore, reconnect with your family. I mean, there's so much opportunity in Nigeria, but it requires patience and purpose, you know. Again, just coming back and just going back and going to Lagos, one important thing is don't expect everything to run like where you're from, you know, but be open, be respectful. And when you do come, bring solutions, you know, bring solutions to maybe some of the issues that Nigeria may have. Because overall, Nigeria has so much to offer. And, you know, the more that we bridge the gap, the stronger we become as a global community. So,
yeah. What a man. That is why you are Mr. Nigeria Universe. That is it.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Man. Thank you so much. I'm honored. I'm so honored. Thank you so much. Like, thank you. I'm honored, man.
You know, our audience are here. I will give, like, few people the opportunity to come and ask you one or few questions if they are interested, okay? So if you are interested in asking Mr. Nigeria Universe some question, please request for mic. Well, it's going to take 3 people, and then after that, we'll allow Mr. Universe to give us word of encouragement, and then we'll end the space. So please, if you're interested, you can just, either you type in your question on the comment box there, or you request for mic and come and speak. We have 2 minutes for that, please.
All right, no worries. Sounds good. Any questions, ask away. I'm coming with authentic answers. Make I speak funny, or make I speak. Yeah, the amount of laughing faces, it hurt though. It hurt, but no allies. So it's okay. It's okay. No, but anyways, yeah. Anyone's question?
I don't think anybody have a question for you. Okay, there's okay. A question on the box. Let me see. What are the challenges you face and how did you overcome them? That is from Greatness B. Greatness B is asking you a question.
Okay, sorry. The question was what? What are the challenges I face?
So what are, yeah, what are the challenges you face and how did you overcome them?
I think I already mentioned it before. One of the challenges was being in a space where you're constantly being judged physically, mentally, and emotionally. Luckily, that does not affect me because, you know, I was raised by an extremely strong set of two parents, and they instilled in all of us, you know, no matter what anybody says, it kind of doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter what anybody says, thinks of you. Just be yourself, you know, be yourself. So I would say a challenge that I did face was just really immersing myself into something like this that I've never been in. But again, I overcame it pretty quick just because with research, I'm a huge, huge research guy. I know I've already mentioned that I've been the amount of research that's been done on the Mr. Universe organization thus far is ridiculous. I mean, truthfully. So excited to just learn more, and research is the key to success. Reading is the key to success. Knowledge is power. So yeah, I'll say that's how I overcame my biggest challenge.
Okay, that is good to know. That is good to know. Please, what may your please, I want you to screenshot the people on this space. I will count the number of people here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. We have 20 people here. Please screenshot them. And those are the people you are going to give data to. Please, anybody outside of this list, I don't want to see them. I know Damilola is Damola is the last person with Alibaba. Greatness Samuel. Ayomide is back. Oh, Ayomide have been on the space since, so screenshot Ayomide, that is 21. Aram Bambi just joined. So Ayomide is there, so making 21. So Ayomide is the last person. So I'll call this thing again. Ayomide, Adedamola, Alibaba, Greatness Samuel, Aram Bambi, Dami, Courage, Oluwaseyi, Ayomide, Abilai, Ogumola, Abisent, ODG Junior, Chukes, Don, Anita, Leonard, Anayo, Ward Mayor, and the other man, Ayo. So those are the people on this space before this space end. And yeah, let me take more question. From Ayo, he said, what is your daily routine like? What is your greatest fear?
It's a great question. I appreciate that, Ayo. Great question. So my daily routine, you know, I don't have some crazy wake up at 3 a.m., do this, do that. No, I don't do that. I go to sleep at a pretty average time. I wake up, I get good sleep. It's just, I'm a firm believer of, instead of not sleeping, just the time that you're awake, make it the most worthwhile. So when I'm awake, I am really balls to the wall. So my routine is built around discipline. Truthfully, when I wake up in the morning,
I think we have a connection issue with Chidi. Can you guys hear me? If you can hear me, please drop an emoji, please. Can you guys hear me? Okay, I think Chidi's network is having an issue. Mayor, are you there? Mayor, if you are there, use an emoji so that I can... Okay, I think we have an issue from Mr. Chidi's network. There's more question. Ayo, please request for mic, okay?
Hello?
Yeah, welcome back.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, man. Oh, so you didn't, did you guys hear any of my routine or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, other than that, other than, like, the morning things and the workout, other than all the pageantry things I do, I mean, you know, I just vibe. I just, like, you know, I catch up with my friends. I scroll on Instagram. I do this. I do research. I watch funny memes. You know, like, yeah, now you got to be – that's what I always emphasize. Be yourself, you know. Whatever you like to do, do it. Just, you know, always be sure to put in the work that you need to put in. It's very important. So, after you do that, you know, enjoy yourself. So, yeah. That's what I do.
Okay, we'll take one more question. Let me check if there's any question. There's a question by Ali Baba. He said, are you prepared?
Wow, that's deep. Yeah, I'm prepared and I'm preparing. I'm preparing. It's a road, it's a journey, and I'm preparing myself every day. I'm really looking forward to this moment. I can't wait to represent not only myself, but you, Niger Nation, everybody in this Twitter space, our entire country. And I can't wait to bring back this crown for us. So, yeah, but to answer your question, I'm preparing every single day, man. I got you.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, thank you.
So, before we end this space, okay, I want to say a good shout out to all our audience, all our lovely, amazing fans that joined this space tonight. I really appreciate you guys a lot for always turning up all the time. You know, we know how difficult it is right now in Nigeria, but you guys keep showing Niger Nation love. We appreciate you guys a lot and keep it up, okay? Just as you did for us, Niger Nation did for now too, okay? What made you have already screenshot the people that are eligible for the data, and yeah, those 21 people, please, you'll be giving data, and that is all. And yeah, we're about to end the space. This is 45 minutes in already. So, Mr. Chidi Udegu, thank you very much for taking your time to join our Niger Nation space, and we appreciate and we wish you the best at the Mr. Universe at US. And we'll keep supporting, we'll keep following your journey, we'll keep praying for you to make us proud, for you to make Nigeria proud.
Of course.
We have so much faith and belief in you. And we know, just as you say in your quote, day by day, the best build is laid. And we know that day by day, before the event started, you'll be well prepared to represent us and to take the green and white flag higher at the international level.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we'll give you the last mic to give word of encouragement to our audience, and then we'll call it a day.
Of course. No, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. It was great. And again, I'm never too busy for anything. You're never too busy for anything in life that you really want to make time for. So I want to make time for Niger Nation. I want to make time for everybody here. You guys are great. Please follow me so we can just be in touch. Putting them behind from day one, you know, even giving me on Twitter space, just supporting me every step of the way. So, you really wouldn't feel the same about the love and just try to support me in that. Tough enough not being people today. So, again, I'm honored, man. I'm honored to be here. I want to carry the same spirit to the national and the global stage. So, I just work, man. Thank you. And on Instagram, please. My name is S-C-A-I-I. And I'll follow you back. So much for the imagination. So I'm ready to do this. From the universe.
So thank you everyone for joining. We'll call it a day. And we'll see you next time. Keep being on Niger Nation because we have a lot of activities coming up. And big shout out to all of you. Love you guys and have a wonderful night, morning, afternoon, wherever you may be at the part of this world. Bye and catch you guys later on our next episode. Don't miss our Wednesday gist and gossip talk, okay? Because that is coming with spice. We're about to be a what crazy vibe with you people because all the gossip we are bringing into every Wednesday, okay? So bye for now. And Ayo, what major, please, you know what to do, okay? Make sure you credit everybody that have been on this page with data. And God bless you guys. Bye. And thank you, Mr. Chidi. We love you and God bless you.